Number of years ago, a man was out on holiday with his family. And as he put his family to bed, he kissed his wife goodnight. And he told his wife he was just going for a walk, a stroll, just on his own to spend a few moments with himself. Now that the family was in bed, his wife was safe. And as he walked along the holiday resort where he was, he seen a sign in the distance. He seen it, but he never took the time to read it. He hopped over a little gate and he went for a walk, and as the light was starting to drop, he took his final step over the edge of a precipice. His wife was never to see him alive again. When he kissed his children goodnight that time, it was the last time he ever embraced them. The sign that he saw in the distance that he ignored had just one word on it. It was the word, beware. He never took the time to read it. He never took the time to heed it. And because of one man's negligence, he lost his life. Just in a few moments, I want to conclude this meeting tonight by proclaiming the very same word into every ear that is gathered here tonight. Beware. 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 If I had one text that I could close the meeting with tonight, it would be found in Job chapter 36 and verse 18. It says, because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Oh, only if that man had taken a few moments. Oh, only if that man had taken a few steps to read what was penned on the sign, I wonder, would he have got home again? Would he have been able to embrace his children again? Would he have been able to see his wife again? Most probably. And yet here in the book of Job, the oldest book in the Bible, we read, beware, lest he take thee away with a stroke. And I just want to leave a number of things with you tonight just before we sing a hymn and go home. Some things tonight that I trust that the person of the Holy Spirit would engraft upon every heart here tonight. The first thing is beware that you don't forget about a Savior. In the busyness of life, with all that occupies our minds and everything that floods into our hands and all of the things that we have to do, sometimes we forget very trivial little things. Sometimes our spouse will ask us to do something in the home, and maybe with the busyness of the day we forget. But that can be rectified. But to think of a soul here tonight, even in this meeting, as we've listened to the hymns that have been sung and the pieces that our sister has sang, the testimony that Trevor has given, that there will be souls in this meeting tonight. You invest your time in so many different things, and yet tonight you are in danger of forgetting your need of a Savior. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 6 the words of the dying man Moses. He said, beware lest thou forget the Lord. To forget what he has done. To forget what price he has paid. To forget the love that he has for every individual here, lest we forget. To think that the Lord Jesus on the cross of Calvary was there dying for you. He was shedding his precious blood. He finished the work that the Father gave him to do, but because of negligence, because of the busyness of life, because of all the occupations that go through our daily day, and yet to forget the need of a Savior. I tell you, my dear men and women today, there's been millions around the world that got up healthier than what you are now. And they're out in eternity. And there's a majority of them. They forgot that they needed a Savior. Beware. Oh, beware. Beware lest I forget the Savior. Beware lest I would listen to Satan. Because I can tell you, my dear friend, tonight, if you're not saved, there's one, and he has been whispering in your ear, even as our brother Trevor was giving a word of testimony, and the enemy would come, that old serpent, the devil, the one who beguiled Eve through his subtlety. And he's maybe been whispering in your ear something like this. It's all a load of nonsense. There's no such thing as heaven. There's no such a place as hell. There's definitely no such a person as God. There's no day of judgment. There's no need for you to be born again. And just even in the course of the meeting tonight, you could hear the voice. But beware. Just beware now that you don't listen to him. And then, of course, sometimes he comes and whispers into the ear, you're too young to get saved. Well, look at Trevor. Trevor got saved later on in life, and you can do the same thing. And then, of course, he comes and he not only says, you're too young, sometimes he comes and he says, you're too old. Look at all that you've done in your life. Look at all that you've been involved in. Look at all of the sin that you've been involved in. You're too old to get saved. You're too bad to get saved. Maybe there's someone in the meeting tonight and he would say, you're too late. You're too late. You've missed your opportunity. You know, it was Doreen Irvine who was the head of the witches in Britain. Doreen Irvine was that woman that was able to point at a crow in the sky and it was able to fall out of the sky. She was possessed with demonic power. And she went to a meeting one time and she thought that she was too bad. She thought that she was beyond the reach of God's mercy and beyond the reach of God's love. And she was sitting in a meeting, in the middle of the meeting, and the preacher started to preach, and she just wanted to get up and get out, but she couldn't get out. She was hemmed in the middle of the pew. And the young woman, she rose to her feet, and she started to sing. And Doreen used that opportunity to get out, and she shuffled along the aisle, and she started to move up the stairs, thinking, I'm too bad for the Lord. I've done too much. He couldn't save me. And the young woman started to sing, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. And Doreen Irvine got saved that night. Beware. Don't listen to him. And of course, the enemy could say that Christ won't be able to save you. But the Bible says that he's able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth. My men and women tonight, listen to the word that dear Father neglected to heed. Beware, beware. This could be the last gospel meeting that you're ever in. If you had asked that man that night, was he going to see the dawn of another day, he would say, absolutely. But before the clock struck 12, he was in eternity. Beware. Beware lest you listen to Satan. Beware lest you forget about the Savior. Beware this evening lest you complicate salvation. And there's so many tonight, even in our province, and they know that they need to get saved. And even they want to get saved. And they would agree with everything that they've heard tonight. And they'd say, oh, I would love to have what Trevor has, but I would need to do something to get it. I need to reform my life. I need to really pay more into my churches. So many different things I need to do. Paul said to the believers at Colossae, he said there, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. You see, my dear people, that cross on Calvary's Hill so many years ago, I'm glad that the one that was there, I'm glad that the one that was crowned with thorns and his back was like a plowed field, I'm glad, my dear people, that he did absolutely everything there. He finished the work that the Father gave him to do. And just like Trevor, whenever I was down in Listenski on the 22nd of February 2010, with all of my sin, with all of my drink, with all of my drugs, thank God there came a moment when by faith I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he saved me that night, and he's kept me ever since. Just a simple act of faith. And there's some of you here tonight, and I know you're not saved. There's no point me standing here tonight saying, I wonder, Lord, is there any unsaved? Or saying tonight, maybe there's an unsaved. I know there's unsaved in the meeting tonight. I'm not stupid. And you've maybe been listening to the enemy for too long. Beware. Beware. The last thing is this. Beware of forgetting the Savior. Beware. Beware of listening to Satan. Beware. Beware of complicating salvation. This is the last one, and it's found in Job chapter 36 and verse 18. Beware you don't lose your soul. I've a soul to be saved. Oh, this truth may be engraved in my heart and my soul while I'm young. And how awful the cost if my soul should be lost. And in hell if I die as I am. Oh, if I die as I am. If I die as I am. All hope gone forever. If I die. If I die as I am, listen to it. Because there is wrath. Beware. Lest he take thee away with his stroke. The word is just like you use an iPad. And it's the flick of the finger. His stroke. Then a great ransom. Cannot deliver them. Whenever the Lord Jesus died on the cross, my dear people, the Bible says he gave himself a ransom for all. And there on that bloodstained cross, a man that I have never seen with the naked eye. I have preached about him. I have heard people sing about him. I have read tracts about him and books about him, but I have never seen him. I'm going to see him. He died for me. And all my sin was laid on him. Jesus bore them on the tree. God who knew them, laid them on him. I'm believing. I go free. I trust tonight. And if I could grab you by the scruff of the neck and bring you through, I would do it. But if that man on his holiday with his family could do one thing he never did in life, you know what it would be? It wouldn't be make more money. It wouldn't be have a bigger holiday home. You know what he would say? I wish I had taken time to read the sign. Because if I had read it, I definitely would have heeded it. Are you going to be like him tonight? Beware. Lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom. Cannot. It cannot deliver. Cannot deliver. Come to Christ tonight, my dear people. Do what Trevor did. Do what so many in this hall have done. Say, Lord, I am coming. Coming now. Wash me in the precious blood that flowed on Calvary. Let us pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You've been so patient tonight. But just for the sake of one moment, and for those that are not saved here tonight, every believer lifting a prayer to the Lord, and every unsaved individual that's in this meeting tonight, you have to ask yourself the question. Are you going to be a fool? Are you going to ignore what you've heard, not only tonight, but maybe for years? And end up in a lost eternity and never heeded the warning call, bypassed the cross, done despite to the grace of God? Father, we just bow before Thee tonight. And we know that this is no small thing, Lord, when we would feel that eternal destinies are at stake, when we would feel as every stroke of the clock, they are closer to a lost sinner's hell than they've ever been before. And so many here tonight, Lord, have just done what that holiday man did. He walked on by and to his own peril. And Father, I pray tonight in Jesus' name over every man that's not saved here tonight. I pray that you would save them. Pray over every young woman here tonight, every older lady, every older man. We pray in Jesus' name that they will beware and be aware of where they're headed. Lord, we would save them if we could, Lord. But we cannot. And all my prayer is tonight at the end of another Lord's Day, Lord, what you've done for Trevor, do it for some soul tonight. And we'll give thee all of the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor. We ask it in the Savior's precious and worthy name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet, and we're going to just sing three verses of a hymn, 301, please. 301, you've been very gracious with your time tonight. We don't preach the gospel lightly. We're not here to just add a little message on just so you can get home in good time. Men and women, there's people that are perishing tonight. There are people that have gone out into eternity as you have sat in that very pew tonight. And you could be the very next one that will be there. And that's why God has brought you here tonight. We're going to stand to our feet and we're going to sing 301. We're going to sing the first three verses. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, there's power in the blood. Would your evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. We're going to take time to sing it. And if you're not saved tonight here, you need to answer the question. You need to know what you're going to do. You need to know what you're going to do. Don't waste the opportunity of salvation. Get saved and get saved tonight. Let us rise to our feet and sing, and then our meeting is over. Every believer, not only singing but praying tonight, let us rise and sing.